Hello, hello, everybody. I am Jackie with Elite Performance. I'm a mental strength coach, and what I do is I work with individuals on reducing their anxiety levels and building confidence. So today, I want to talk about fear because fear has a lot to do with confidence. And the more that we understand fear and how to overcome fear, or just acknowledging that we do have a fear, you're going to increase your self-confidence and you're going to get the results, whatever you want for yourself, whatever success you're looking for yourself, you have the capability of achieving once you realize you can overcome fear. So first of all, if you like what I have to say, please subscribe. I am on YouTube. I am also on Podbean Podcast. And so go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I'm going to show up for you a few times a week. You show up for me, and it's going to be this beautiful, empowering way of really conquering fears, building self-confidence, and taking over your emotions so you can reach the full potential that you want. So, welcome. Fear. For me to really explain fear is to have you understand that we are only born with two real fears. And those fears are the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So here are the demonstrations that I do with a lot of the people that I work with, because they're like, oh, no, I don't have fear of falling. I love heights and I love this. Well, that means that you found a way to cope with your natural fear, which is what we want to do with all of our fears. We want to have that coping mechanism. But when you are born, or even as a young child, what happens is when you have this fear of falling, think of a time in elementary school, you're tipping back in your chair and you're about to fall over and you have that moment of panic. These natural fears are not something that we think about. It is a natural reaction that we have. So when we're tipping in our chair and we are about to fall over, that initial jolt going forward, that's fear. That's real fear. Same thing is when you go to a parade and you see small kids out there and people sound their fire engines or they beep their semi horns and you see all of the small children close their ears. Or think of a time where somebody came up behind you and shouted boo. Yes, you're a little startled because they're behind you. You didn't know that they were coming, but the reaction that you have is because of the loud noise. Or think of something really, really loud that you heard and it startled you. All of those startles that you had is a natural reaction to the natural fear that you have. Now, we can develop coping mechanisms, right? We can have sensory withdrawal. We don't react as much to what we hear. Some of us develop a love for heights and we love going up in airplanes and jumping out and we love roller coasters, okay? And many of us are still stuck in the fear that we were born with, which is fine and okay. I want to talk about the other fears that we are not born with. Every other fear that you have has been developed through a sense of time, either something that happened to you, or there was a situation that you were in, and then your mind built it up to have this fear. So we could talk about, you know, there are some traumas that happen. Let's just say that I'll even take my own experience, right? I was in high school. I was a passenger. My friend was driving. We were on a dirt road and he took a turn too fast and ended up fishtailing, flipping the car. I was in it. And that was a very, very scary moment because, you know, I'm a paranoid person and next thought is like the car's going to explode, right? That's what my mind came to when I was in high school. So even now, as a grown up, when I get that sensation of fishtailing or sliding to the side too fast, and it's almost like my balance is a little off when I'm in a vehicle, it brings me back. Even though I know that as a driver myself, I am safe because I make sure that, you know, I'm keeping myself safe while driving. But also anybody else who drives me, if I feel that sensation, I get startled. That is something that was created because of a circumstance that I was in, right? It takes a lot of self-work to overcome that. It gets a little bit better, but I do come back to that moment. There are also other fears that are built up in our minds. We notice what other people are going through and we're like, oh, we're not going to do that. That looks really scary. And then anytime you have fear, fear builds on fear. Think of it like it builds up to a mountain. So you build it up in your mind and it could be a fear of failure. You're not going to go on this job interview. You're not going to apply for student council. You're not going to try out at a school athletic team. You're not going to push yourself outside of your comfort zone in the heat of the moment in an athletic competition. Okay. That's all like fear of failure, right? If we push ourselves and we don't get a result, what was the point of doing that? And so we develop this fear. And then it will build on another fear. Okay, well, now that I'm afraid to go outside my comfort zone, that means I can't do this task. And then I can't do this task. And then I can't do this task. And then it keeps building and it gets to the point where you're at the top of the mountain and you have no idea how to get down. I always say fear is very much different than anxiety. Anxiety, we can still feel it. And we can push through it, we can de-escalate it, we can reduce it, and we can still go out there to the best of our ability. With fear, it's almost like a wall. And you can't go through the wall. You can't break down the wall. You can't go over the wall. Okay? Fear is like the wall. And the wall gets higher and higher and higher. So what do you do? What do you do in the situation when you start noticing fear is building? I'm going to tell you one more story, one that I encountered, and I noticed that I had fear building. And it wasn't like I was scared, like the sensation of scared. This fear that was building, I noticed I was making excuses. I wanted to do an ultra marathon, and I kept telling myself, not this year, I don't have my miles up. Not right now because this is kind of achy. Not right now because I'm too busy. Not right now because blah, blah, blah. Excuse after excuse after excuse. So then 5 years go by and I still haven't done it. And I just sat there and thought for a moment, I am not getting any younger. And if I truly want to hit this goal, it's not going to be easier the older I get. So I should just commit to it. To overcome fear, you do the thing that scares you. So in my situation with the ultra marathon, I signed up. I signed up for it. So that means I had a little bit of a commitment. That means I had to train for it. That meant I have to go outside my comfort zone. That means I'm building to this one date and I have to overcome my excuses and I have to overcome all of the negative talk that is erupting in my mind, right? And so I'm sitting in my car the day of the ultra. I know that I'm ready. I trained all winter. I knew that I was ready. It's April now. And I'm sitting in my car and it's cold and it's sleeting or snowing. I don't know. It wasn't even coming down from the sky. It was moving sideways. I felt it in my cheeks. Even though I had hat, I felt it in my cheeks. The weather wasn't great. I don't like running in that kind of weather. It is what it is. And I sat there in my car thinking, if I don't step on that finish line, no one would know. And I thought about it for a moment. And then I came back to my initial reason for doing this ultra marathon was to overcome my fear, to stop making excuses, to just take that risk and prove to myself it's not as scary as I'm building it up to be. So I stepped on the line and I ran it. I was going to give up. I made it to mile 27 and it was the toughest thing I ever experienced. And I was like, it doesn't even matter anymore. I'm just going to quit. And right at mile 27, my entire family showed up. And then my kids are like, you can do it. You're so strong. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep going. You know, not only did that give me the inspiration and the oomph I needed, I know full well if they weren't there, I would have given up. So I was able to complete the ultra marathon. I am very, very grateful that I did, but really I bring it back when I start developing fear, which we all do because our mind kind of goes down the rabbit hole. It starts having many, many thoughts. It tries to talk you out of things, right? And we start developing fear. I always go back to take the risk. Do the thing that scares you. And if you have like an impending fear, something that you really want to overcome, but it's almost debilitating, I'm not saying do that right now. I'm saying you have to chip away at the iceberg. Do something very small. Do something just a little bit that is going to help you overcome that fear. And in my 10-week program, that's what I talk about. That's how we do effective goal setting. Because if we ever want to reach our full potential, if we ever want to get the greatness out of ourselves, we have to do the thing that scares us. Or I also phrase it, we have to do the thing that we know we should be doing, but haven't yet. Okay. So some of my swimmers are like, I know I should be doing underwaters. I just don't because I want to come up to the surface. For some of the swimmers, especially in their sprints, they're like, I know I should be taking 2 breaths, but I'm too scared. Okay. So what is your breath normally? And they say like 4. I'm like, okay, how about this time you do 3? I'm not asking them to drop down to 2 right away, but maybe we could do 3. All right. So start chipping away at the iceberg. Take a look at what is your fear? What is that thing that is totally stopping you from reaching your potential? And just really think about it. Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of what other people will think? Is it fear of thinking that you're not going to finish? Thinking or having the fear that you're not good enough? Whatever that fear is, choose one small thing to work on. Chip away at the iceberg. Because once you do that small thing, you're going to realize it's not scary. And then you can do another thing that you know you should be doing, just haven't yet. And then you're going to realize it's not that scary. And you're going to be able to build and build and build. And that's the goal. You're going to tear down that mountain and you're going to build this confidence in you where you know that you feel unstoppable because you were willing to take the risk. So today, be willing to take the risk. Be willing to do something that you know you should be doing, you just haven't yet. And you're going to notice that that fear is going to disappear. Let me know what your thoughts and comments are. Subscribe, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take care, everybody.